Duke's year old union that represents adjunct faculty and non-tenured full-time faculty may have a victory in the making. Votes are still being cast, but union members are confident that their contract with the school will be ratified. The contract calls for raises and provisions for job security. The SEIU says it's the first contract negotiated between a union and a major private university in the South. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
The contract was negotiated between the university and Duke faculty members who organized last year under the Service Employees International Union. The contract would give nearly 300 part-time and non-tenured track full-time faculty at Duke raises from an average of 14%, some of them as high as 46%.
I will be getting a raise for the first time in 4 years.
Kelly Goyette is a part-time adjunct professor at Duke. She teaches 1 to 2 writing courses each semester. If the contract is ratified at the end of the month as expected, she will go from being paid about $6,000 per course to $8,000. Like most adjuncts, Goyette works part-time, waiting tables, applying for grants, and any other work she can secure to pay her bills. In addition to increased pay, the contract calls for a faculty like her to get office space, compensation when classes are canceled, professional development opportunities, and longer contracts. Goyette says the union contract would allow her to plan better.
Basically, I'm fired and rehired at the end of every year, and I don't ever know for sure if I'm going to be working at Duke the coming fall. I will now have a 2-year contract instead of a 1-year contract.
Adjuncts account for more than 50% of college professors nationally, which saves schools a lot of money because the majority have no benefits and are paid an average of about $2,500 per course. Kathy Schumann is a lecturer in Duke's English department. She says they got a lot more than they expected in the contract, especially for those on the low end of the pay scale.
We went in with the idea that we would be raising the bottom. So people, you know, sort of more on the bottom of the pay scale are getting like 40% and higher raises, whereas people in my level are getting more like 2, 3, 4% every year. I mean, over the next 3 years, we'll be getting, I think, about 10%.
Schumann makes about $55,000 as a full-time, non-tenured faculty member teaching 2 courses each semester. She says her raise will come to about $3,000 under the contract. Duke officials say they won't comment on the contract until it is officially ratified. Alpha Cravey, president of the North Carolina Conference of the American Association of University Professors, says the process at Duke is being closely watched by faculty around the state who hope for a similar improved benefits.
It's really a huge victory for faculty at Duke, but it's also a significant victory in the region of the South to have such a prominent university come to the bargaining table. So it'll give us a lot of momentum to push for what we need and what we know we need on various campuses.
North Carolina's laws prohibit public universities from engaging in collective bargaining, but Craven says more adjuncts and non-tenured faculty members are joining the SEIU's Faculty Forward Network. It's not a union, but it advocates for some of the same things the Duke contract may achieve. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.